For the feast of St. Bernard, I think we might well reflect on why some of the faithful become as Bernard did, leaders in the church, in his case, a doctor of the church and a great saint, and others not only do not become holy, but may not even be saved. As the parable we've just read indicates, the Word of God, which is the grace of God, from God's side, is the same for everyone. The graces that we receive are all capable of making us holy. Why is it that some people, though all receive the same Word of God, some profit from God's grace and others don't? The reason by now we should know is quite obvious. It is not because God's grace is not able to sanctify us. It depends on how we receive this Word of God. What are the obstacles to profiting from the grace of God? The parable we've just read from Mark's Gospel, repeated again by Matthew, makes it clear. Some people receive the Word of God. They've had the gospel preached to them. They read the books. They hear the conferences and homilies. But it seems the Word of God does not profit them. In explaining this parable, Christ told his disciples, these are the people, the first class, are those who hear God's word but don't really grasp it. That's why I think it was two conferences ago, in speaking on St. Robert Bellarmine, I suggested that one of the most important responsibilities you have as contemplatives is to grasp, as far as is humanly possible, understand the Word of God. A prayer that should often be on our lips and in our hearts, Lord, that I may see. Every Catholic, if he's a Catholic, believes in the real presence. But what a difference between any two people, one who realizes who is here and one who believes, but does not grasp. Earlier this year in Chicago, a mother asked me to talk to her son. He was in the seminary in Chicago, But what he saw just turned him upside down. One of his teachers after another in chapel just never genuflected before the Blessed Sacrament. The youngster panicked. He left the seminary and he joined Archbishop Lefebvre's organization and is now sending me literature from his seminary in Connecticut, where he tells me the priest genuflect before the Blessed Sacrament. And so we could go through all the mysteries of the faith. What a difference between really grasping and just believing. Christ goes on to explain how the second class that don't bear fruit, who they are. They are those who are so preoccupied with the things of this world. Oh, they receive the Word of God, all right. But they are so immersed in worldly things. And for so many Catholics, the Sunday Mass, they come in late and they can't get out too soon. And for 7 days, except for maybe 45 minutes a week, their minds are immersed in this world. No wonder they don't bear fruit. No wonder contraception is so widespread among Catholics. God knows the real reason. Where I was this summer teaching, I was staying at a rectory in one of the suburban plush parishes in Virginia. 10 years ago, 3 beautiful school buildings. They had 1,500 pupils in the grammar school. The principal told me this September they have an enrollment of 202. Dear Lord, the Word of God does not force itself. We cannot be immersed in the things of this world and accept this grace of God to bear fruit. And finally, those don't bear fruit who are so anxious and worried. Now, we all have troubles. Suffering is man's lot on earth. We enter this world crying, and unless we are drugged in our last moments, we leave the world in a spasm of pain. And between birth and death, God in His mercy spares us. But we all, no matter how small or large the audience, I know I'm speaking to the right people, we have our share of pain, misunderstanding, rejection, non-acceptance, physical, psychological, emotional suffering. But instead of recognizing suffering as an opportunity for so many people, it crushes them again. Fruit is not born because the thistles and thorns into which the Word of God falls chokes God's grace. If we're going to bear fruit, we should not expect to be without suffering, but in God's name, not worry, no anxiety. Saint Bernard had his share of trials. Saint Bernard, for a contemplative, was, I believe, the most traveled contemplative, at least that has been canonized by the Church in the history of Christendom. Immersed, but not overwhelmed. And above all, Bernard, through hours of meditation, grasped what he believed. That is why the Church, in her first oration at his Mass, has us pray that like him, we might be the light of the world. We will be, if the Word of God in us, like it was in him, falls on soil that receives this word and bears fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, devotee of Our Lady, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.